USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Four law enforcement officers dead, at least four others injured. That after a shootout in Charlotte, North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper offering his condolences Monday night.
It reminds us of the fact that these officers every day when they go out, whether they walk up to a car, whether they serve a warrant, violence can happen to them.
Charlotte-Mecklenburg police authorities say the officers were part of a fugitive task force serving a warrant at a home on Monday when a suspect opened fire. Cleanup efforts continue after deadly tornadoes that swept across the U.S. heartland. According to Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management Director Annie MacVest, the immediate priority was ensuring the safety of the tornado victims.
And so just making sure that people have what they need is the most important thing right now. And the other efforts as we begin to come in and help the city managers, the elected officials, navigate what's next for them here.
Among the casualties, a four-month-old, one of four people killed in Oklahoma, damage in several towns, including Sulphur, Oklahoma, and Minden, Iowa. A COVID-19-era hospital requirement ends this week. According to the CDC, hospitals are no longer required to report information pertaining to admissions, occupancy, and other indicators of possible system stress from respiratory diseases to federal officials. NBC Universal's Peacock streaming service set to undergo a price increase just ahead of the Summer Olympics. USA's John Schaefer.
Starting July 18th, the monthly subscription fee for Peacock Premium will rise by $2 to $7.99 for new subscribers. Additionally, the mostly ad-free Peacock Premium Plus will see a price hike to $13.99 per month. Existing subscribers will see the price hikes take effect in August.
This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing and paying your taxes and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
The Supreme Court is rejecting former Trump White House advisor Peter Navarro's bid to stay out of prison. The High Court Monday denied Navarro's emergency request to be released from prison while he appeals his contempt of Congress conviction. It's the second time the court declined to keep Navarro from serving his four-month sentence. Elected officials will not be getting special treatment at airports. USA's John Schaefer explains.
A proposal by Senator Ted Cruz aiming to grant politicians special privileges at airports has been removed from an FAA reauthorization bill. The Texas Republican sought security escorts and special screenings, a move criticized by the TSA, which opposed it, citing an unnecessary burden on the workforce.
A recent study by the American Medical Association reveals individuals suffering from long COVID are at a higher risk of mental health issues. The study found that those with long COVID were twice as likely to face depression, anxiety, and disabling fatigue compared to those without. Some NFL pregame shows are going through significant changes. At CBS, the NFL Today is seeing former quarterbacks Boomer Esiason and Phil Sims stepping off the set. They'll be replaced by former QB Matt Ryan and Hall of Fame defensive end J.J. Watt. Meanwhile, at ESPN, The Athletic reports that former Philadelphia Eagles center Jason Kelce is joining the Monday Night Countdown program. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.